Hello and welcome to another episode of Let Me Finish with myself, Thomas Zacchio, where each time I'm joined by a very special guest to chat about a topic that we get so passionate about that there's no choice but to let us finish. The idea of this podcast is to document some of the interesting, inspiring, and funny conversations I've had with people I've met so that I can share them with you. I hope you have as much fun listening to this as I did recording it. Yeah, hi everyone, and welcome back to series two of Let Me Finish. And I've got my really good friend Claudia here with me today, and we're just going to talk about self-development and understanding a bit more in terms of kind of why do we get into self-development and some negatives and positives. And we just feel it's quite kind of on brand with the new year, new me vibe. So first of all, Claudia, thank you very much for joining me.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. Really excited to talk about this.
So I suppose we can jump straight into it, because the question, the reason obviously I brought you onto this podcast is I look at you and I think that you're a very motivated person, and wow, you're very, oh my God, that's so
sweet. Stop it, please. This, stop.
But no, absolutely. You're a very motivated person, and I'm someone who I definitely take some inspiration from. You're very kind of hard worker and very much a self-starter. And from conversations we've had in terms of kind of self-development, I feel we're very much on the same page, and we read similar books and enjoy similar content and have quite a similar mindset when it comes to this. So I feel that this would be a really, really interesting point to discuss. So I suppose we kind of just start with getting a bit of an intro on you and understand kind of where does that kind of motivation come from, and why do you think that you're quite a kind of, why do you enjoy the self-development projects?
Yeah, I mean, I think I agree so much, and same to you. I feel like you're such a hard worker and go getter, so I think that's why we're good friends in the first place. But yeah, I think for me, it's like always been a thing where even when I was young, it was almost like, if you want anything in this life, you have to work for it. You have to work for it. You have to put in the effort. Nobody's going to give you anything. And I feel I've had this mentality since young. And then I think as I've become an adult and I've become like a bit more, you know, like you go out into the wild after uni and all these kind of things, and you're like, oh shit, now I need to make everything happen for myself. It's almost like I started like taking goals a bit more seriously and almost like putting a process in place to get those kind of goals. And I feel there's also an element of like, I want to say addiction, but it's like almost like when you see the results of something, you're like, oh yes, okay, let's move to the next one, you know? So it's almost like, I think the more you do it, the more you kind of want to do it. So yeah, I think that's why I've been into this whole self-development journey, if you want to call it that thing.
Have you set any kind of New Year's resolutions or kind of goals for 2021?
You know what? Yeah, it's the first year I haven't, which is not, and that's not to say that I haven't thought of things that I want to improve, but it's generally the first year that I'm just continuing the things that I've been doing in 2020. Yeah. And I'm just like, maybe I'm just like revisiting, like, for example, I want to read more. So I've chosen 12 books, one a month, you know, and then what I will do is like basically try and read one a month kind of thing, but it's almost to have a bit of a guide, you know, but not so much. If I don't get to read 12, it is what it is. It's not by force kind of thing, but it's almost like, I don't know, I just feel like I didn't want the new year to be like the new me, because I've been making me for a while, you know what I mean? I didn't want to fall into this pressure. But I would say that in the past years, 100%, I had like what my personal life is going to look like, what my sport life is going to look like, what my career life is going to look like, what my hobbies, and it's just like, am I a robot or what's happening, you know what I mean? So it's just a bit, this year I've taken a bit more of a chilled approach with it, and it's going well so far, you know. I haven't gone depressed, I haven't gone mad yet, so I think it's working all right.
We're 24 days into the year, so I mean, there's
let me not say too much.
We'll catch up in November and see how you got on.
Exactly. So have you got any New Year's resolutions yourself? Or
so there were a few things that I wanted to kind of like just improve generally, but I think one thing I haven't kind of got swept into is like the new year, new me stuff. One main thing I wanted to do this year was bring back the podcast. So like, this is like my big kind of project, but like I do sometimes feel quite a bit of pressure, especially kind of looking around and seeing loads of other people kind of picking up their projects, which is kind of like obviously great. But I think I don't get swept up in like the buzz of kind of new year resolutions. I kind of try to keep it quiet, just kind of personal to myself, not kind of scream and shout too much about it. But
I guess there's the accountability part in it as well, right? Like when you put it too much out there, you're like, oh shit, now I have to deliver, you know what I mean? And it's like almost a bit too much sometimes. So completely agree.
And I think it depends what kind of projects you want to pick up as well. Because I think, at least for me, if it's just something like a podcast where this is a creative outlet for me. So this, like, in terms of what I'm achieving, is it's a bit loose in terms of what, like, I would define as success for this. So for me, I could say, okay, cool, 2021, I want to put out, like, 12 episodes. So similar to what you said with the books. Like one episode a month, for example, and that just is something to kind of keep me on track. But like the motivation for doing that is slightly different. Where if you're doing something like the classic one, I want to lose weight, or like I want to go to the gym, or that kind of thing. I feel that those are shallow sometimes, but you know what I mean? Like shallow in terms of like what we were saying earlier in terms of like it has to be more of a lifestyle change as opposed to like a massive like my goal is simply to kind of lose weight, right? So
but what do you think that is? Do you think that is because of what, like, do you think people do it because of others, because of themselves? Because why does everybody, I know we all ate a lot during Christmas, but you know, why is it that everybody in January has to go on a diet, go to the gym, all these kind of things?
I don't know. I definitely think that like when it comes to December, like you kind of let yourself go, like end of the year, cool, let's kind of celebrate, which obviously has a place in itself. And then you're like kind of clean break from January. But in terms of what the people's motivations are, I think that kind of obviously varies person to person. Like if you want to look better, I think that's where it comes from. If you want to kind of lose weight or whatever for like health reasons, just like generally, I just want to be like a healthier person. Reduce like any kind of risk that like I may have like from unhealthy eating or like smoking or that kind of stuff, then I suppose great. But if it's more of a I want to look good, or like for example, I want to put on like muscle for like summer, for instance, because I want to look good on the at summer holiday if you live in the northern hemisphere, I suppose in a way that's like, it gives you kind of like a target and a like place to work for, but like, I don't know how sustainable that approach is.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think like, I guess it comes down to, are you doing it for yourself or are you doing it for others' validation? Mm. Because, you know, you want a certain thing to feel better about yourself. And honestly, I don't think there's anything bad with, you know, liking aesthetics and being a bit shallow. Yeah. I think a level of shallowness is healthy kind of thing. But at the same time, it's almost like how much of it, because as we were saying, it's a change of lifestyle, not a goal to be achieved. Because at the end of the day, a habit is something that you do continuously forever. So the moment you stop doing it, it's not a habit anymore. So it's almost like when people say a 30-day challenge or like a, you know, 6-month challenge, then what happens next? You stop doing it? Like, do you know what I mean?
Oh no, I was going to say like the 30-day challenges, like, or for example, Veganuary, or like if you're going Dry Jan, for instance, like I think perhaps giving you like the first 30 days is a good, it's like a short-term goal. So you can kind of like, let me just reach this target and start building that habit. Mm-hmm. And then from then on, like it becomes a bit easier, I think. But like you've kind of dedicated the first month to like doing that, like the initial steps of it. So I definitely think they're kind of, that can be quite useful in terms of kind of going, first 30 days, let me kind of put down a challenge. You can like, and then build off the habit, then come February, then you're a lot more used to it. But yeah, like you said, like once you've done the 30 days or like, I've done like Dry Jan, what have you achieved? So are you going to maintain that? Or are you just going to be like, oh cool, I did that back in Jan. Well, but like now it's April and I haven't done it since, kind of thing. So.
Yeah, exactly. No, and that's why I think like also, I mean, I actually read a really cool book and I'm sure a lot of people have read this book, but it's called Atomic Habits by James Claire, I think. And he's literally like, the way he puts it is quite funny, because I think he said something like, you don't rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your habits. So it's almost saying like a goal in itself, like, oh yeah, 30 days, this is really not good enough to push you, but rather, you know, setting a good habit of something. For example, the moment you wake up, you do 5 abs on the floor kind of thing, which is quite achievable. If you do that consistently, it kind of becomes like you rise to that level. But you just saying, oh, I want to look fitter, it's such a vague thing, you know, and such a, you know, intangible thing that you can't really like, you know, you can't really action. So it almost feels like once your willpower is gone, because it'll be gone in like 10 days, you know, then you're left with like snoozing the buttons. It's like, nah, it's okay. Next time. And next thing you know, like, you've lost it all kind of thing. So it's just, just focusing on just making your life easier almost.
And
to get what you want, basically.
That's a really good point. I think you kind of have to remove the barriers, or like places where you know yourself well enough, like places where you know you would get stuck. So
exactly. It's almost like removing as many barriers as you can for like the good goals, right? And putting as many as you can for the bad goals. So like, you know, don't put the chocolate in the first thing of the fridge. Literally put it in the cupboard, like under everything you can, so you can't reach it. Yeah. Or you have to really think about it. You know what I mean?
That's a really good point, because that reminds me of I did this project at uni on about addiction to social media. So I suppose another way to like to steer it into the topic of the conversation, like if what like one of your New Year resolutions or one of your goals is to spend less time on social media. And one thing that they kind of recommended was to obviously increase the barriers for you to do that. So because just opening your phone, and then obviously like your phone recognizes what like apps you use most frequently, so it's obviously going to put it right in front of you, and you're more likely to kind of click them, because it's just like lower kind of there are fewer steps in order to do that. Then then you're more likely to do it. So there's this one app which is which name I completely forgot. I think it's like Timeout or something. Which kind of makes sense.
That blocks everything. That blocks all your apps.
Exactly. Oh, so it blocks all your apps, right? And it does, obviously, it does give you the option to overwrite it. But one thing it does is that it required you to wait 1 whole minute for it to unlock. So it would be like, okay, do you want to cancel your focus time? Like, yeah. And then you have to like press the thing, and like the timer just goes down 1 whole minute. By the time that minute's done, you're like, I don't care anymore. Like I put the phone away. I'm less likely to use it. So I think that's pretty like interesting. So it's pretty cool in terms of like, especially with like the same negative kind of behavior, changes, like negative behaviors that you want to change as well, like increasing the barriers to that. So,
and I think that's really true. Like I think and going almost asking ourselves like, why do people want to self-develop in the first place, and like where is all this pressure coming from? Because when I talk to my grandma, the way she lives life is so calm that I'm just thinking, how are you so calm? And yet she's achieved so much in her life, you know, but it doesn't feel like she stresses. And I think it's this generation's, not that the previous generations weren't stressing, but this one, I think because of, you know, the vast amount of info and input we have from around the world, it's just made it so much more competitive. It's so much better. You have so much more creativity, so many more ideas, but on the flip side, it just puts a lot of like pressure, because like back in the day, you knew like what Juanita down the road was doing. She had like one more dress than you because she was a bit richer, and you were like, oh, I want more at that dress. Whereas now it's like, you know what like the Kardashians are doing, you know what like this mega super achiever is doing. You compare your body to 1 billion people, your mind, your followers. It's just like the whole thing is set up for you to basically think that there's also there's something to be fixed constantly because somebody else does it better. So yeah, I just feel like that pressure is there, but I don't know. What do you think?
I really like that, and I know that this is definitely something that we've kind of touched on in some of our other conversations, that we've obviously gone into this depth, and then at the end of it gone, we should have recorded that. So I'm glad that you brought it up in the moment where it is actually being recorded. But absolutely, because now you're your, I suppose, comparison radar, that's not a thing, but I've just invented it. But like you're now, you're like the pool that you're comparing yourself to is now, obviously with the aid of kind of social media, is enormous. Yeah, it's just kind of supercharged. It's just like any person anywhere. So like suddenly, instead of kind of just like snapping out of it for a second and realizing that like there's only like X amounts of people in your circle that you really kind of interact with, there you're now like comparing it with billions of people, just like you said.
And yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I agree. There are definitely kind of benefits of it, because I think there may be some people who suddenly like as a result of this now their talent gets like identified, or now like it breaks down a lot of other barriers, especially if you're looking at things such as if you have a skill but you say don't have necessarily have the resources or that kind of thing to really kind of put you in a position for financial reasons or whatever, but now suddenly some like you're more likely to get picked up. So obviously there's a positive to it as well, and I feel a lot of people do kind of get motivation from kind of seeing other people succeed as well. But like I think the question that I will have in those situations is like, where's that motivation coming from? Is that shit, like I am not there, so therefore I am motivated in order to reach that, so that I can be on that level? Or is that more of like a call, that was a little wake-up call, let me go back to kind of my life?
Exactly. And I think that's where people with the whole thing, new year, new me, it's more like I don't think we're trying to say don't develop or accept exactly who you are. If you want to, of course, by all means, but it's almost saying before you choose what to improve on, ask yourself why you want to do that. Is it for validation? Is it for acceptance? Is it because what's trendy right now? Because you know, if you're killing yourself at the gym, but then in 10 years time the trend of skinniness comes back, what you're gonna do? You know what I mean? It's like almost like things like that. And it's almost just choosing like what do you want to focus on, and almost asking yourself, if nobody was watching, if I had no outlet to show this to anybody, would I still do it? You know, would it still motivate me to get it done? And I think that's where we all, including probably ours, probably no, for certain myself, I don't know about you, but it's like just understanding your real motivations for things, and that's where what leads you to stick to things through time, not just like right here, right now, kind of thing. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think that the two points I want to pick up on, like what you just said there. So you're understanding like, the reasons that you're doing it, and kind of tying into like why do New Year's resolutions or why do goals like these often fail? Like, so obviously they're the kind of standard things, as in like you may not be prepared enough, it may not be as clear, but like it's more about like the motivation that like of what you're doing it for. Is it just like extrinsic, so is it kind of what you get from other people, or is it intrinsic in terms of like are you feeling better about yourself? Like I love what you said there in terms of like if no one else, if you couldn't show this to anybody, would you still be doing it, kind of thing?
Exactly.
Which does I don't know, I think something I don't know, like more creative, like art or like a podcast or like a painting and that kind of stuff, is obviously you in a way you are doing it for an audience, but you're thinking about are you doing it like for the audience, or are you doing it for yourself and then you have an audience kind
exactly
of thing?
So which way around are you looking? Yeah, it's almost, I think actually my sister, a very wise woman, told me that, I remember back in the day when I used to take like a lot of pictures of food, right? She was like, why are you taking the picture of food if you don't even know how it tastes? Like, you know, first experience it, feel it, and then if you want to share it because it's so good, then share it. Do you know what I mean? So it's you don't have to not share it, but just get the steps right so that it actually makes sense. Do you get? Because I don't think we do it that way if we speak about social media kind of thing, but it can escalate to everything else. You know what I mean? Like, it's all about balance, isn't it? It's all about finding the balance of, you know, if you enjoy scrolling through, it's not a problem. It's just when you do it too much, that's when it becomes a problem kind of thing. So it's that's the same. But same as, I don't think, and I mean, you would have talked to me a year ago and I would have said something completely different. So I think, honestly, I'm like, okay, I'm not a complete new person, but you know, I've changed a lot my perspective on things, which is, as much as if you want to get a goal, you have to go through a bit of pain and uncomfortability, I don't think you should be forcing yourself or feeling guilty for not doing what you said you would do, because at the same time, it's like, you need to also leave and be happy. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. If you're guilting your way to a goal, then you're going to hate the whole journey. You need you need to be enjoy, like, in a way, you need to, like, yeah, the why or like the reason for doing it has to be strong enough that you're like, cool, I get this, and therefore like these are like the benefits I will like acquire from this. So that is your goal, and like you have to enjoy like the process, but obviously it will get difficult. There's, I mean, that's the whole point, like the reason that social media apps are so easy, or like the like fast food you get is so available, is because there's so few barriers. Yes. That, like, if it was easy, like, I mean, that's why they do so well, because it's so easy, but you have to kind of override all of those, that temptation. So
And I think it's really interesting what you said about, like, you know, everything being so automatic or quick right now, like in this day and age, because I think that also translates not only in the way we get products, goods and services, but also in the way we expect things, like whether it's relationships, whatever, but also goals. And I do think that's why it's so popular, this whole like crush 30 days you know, goal, whatever, whether it's fitness, whether it's like mental, whether it's that, because I think we expect quick results, and we don't see, like, Rome wasn't built in one day, you know what I mean? Like, it does take time to get through things. And I just think because everything around us moves so quickly and we have so many distractions, it's really hard to stick to one thing. And I just think that's also why people struggle to build habits, because they get bored, obviously, no dopamine coming through that brain.
Yeah, exactly.
And two, there's no patience because everything else is just going so quickly. You're like, fuck, I need to actually, you know, go, because look at Mary right here and look at Anna right there doing all these kind of things, you know what I mean? So it's just, it's a lot.
No,
it's a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, yeah, it's pretty intense for a lot of people. There's like the constant comparison, and then there's the, I want the quick fix. I think this is the obsession. We're very lucky that we do live in a society where a lot of things can be solved very quickly. So if I'm hungry, I order something. If like, if I want to watch something, it's like on TV, I can watch it right away. Like there's the immediate reward for like little effort. And I think you kind of lose that. A lot of people, you may have like good intentions, like, okay, cool, we're going to put in some work. But then like you said earlier, you don't get that dopamine kick. So you're like, where's the reward?
No.
Like, there's a whole lot of time. So you just want the easy kind of, the easy hit all the time. And it's always like, they reckon there's a silver bullet. Like there's just that one thing that you're going to have to change, then that's it. Like, so here's a 60 day, get abs in 60 days. Yeah. Like, but what we were saying earlier in terms of it's a lifestyle habit, like you can't just, or if you're eating exactly the same, and if you're like, if the only thing that you have changed is the, like, now you're doing a 40 sit-ups a day, like, yeah, you may develop some muscle, but like it's the whole lifestyle change around that as well. You can never kind of just, you can't just take the one thing in isolation. You have to look around it at everything else.
And actually I read a book through the pandemic thanks to like a really good friend of mine who recommended it, that is called To Have or To Be by Eric Fromm. It's a bit like philosophical, right? But it's almost like you do all these things to have things, right? To give value. But then once those things are taken from you, what's left? You know, so it's almost like living in the having way. I have a title, I have a job, I have a relationship, I have security, versus being, you know what I mean? And it's almost like the intrinsic versus extrinsic situation that we were talking about before, you know? One thing I wanted to say as well is, like, obviously, like in this book, it's almost, because he's from a philosopher, he's almost like a critique to society. And he's almost saying, like, we've been sold that by having more, we're happier. But if you think about it, it's a whole system that we've put in place, you know what I mean? Because we are rewarded for having more money, more status, more power, but it's all with the verb have, you know what I mean? Whereas we haven't put any emphasis on the being. Only recently, when people are starting to meditate more and do all these like self self-awareness kind of techniques, you know, which are not new, they're ancient, but not necessarily in the more, you know, European kind of side of things. But like, I just feel like it's all also, we're a product of society, and we need to be aware of that, you know, that a lot of the things, the 30-day challenges, all of that thing, is all a marketing technique, really and truly, to get. So it's like, yeah, it's just being aware of, like, what do you value having or being, kind of thing, and then being aware that we are all part of this system that wants us to consume, and it's okay, but just be aware of it, kind of thing, you know? I'll still buy food. All these things, but I'm aware that I'm being brainwashed, you know, simple as that.
No, absolutely. I think no, that's such a good point. And I actually was going to bring it up as well, but like, I'm glad that you've said it. And it was really my the way that I've heard it explained is that if we were all happy with ourselves, we wouldn't go out and buy all the stuff. So it's I mean, like, yeah, you're paying for you're paying for a personal trainer, or you're paying for like these yoga sessions, or like the meditation app, or you're constantly paying, and like it's a lot of you can always be better, you can always be better, you can always be better, as opposed to you're never good enough. And they're just kind of like profiting on your like quote-unquote happiness or dissatisfaction with yourself. And the moment that everyone's like, actually no, I've got all I need, I don't really need anything else, then like all these like then all this, these businesses are fucked. They're like, well, how are we going to market this stuff? I mean, I'm sure they'll figure out a way to like flip it around. But yeah, like you said, we are so entrenched in that, the way that society is formed that way. I mean, like, obviously kind of supercharged in the last like 60 years, and then like even more so with kind of social media constantly getting that stimuli. But it's understanding it is key, or at least what I think is like acknowledging, like realizing what is happening, and then sometimes like being able to go like, okay, I see what you're doing here. I'm not going to get sucked into this kind of thing. So unfortunately there will be people who kind of don't see it, and then those who are probably more malicious will take advantage of that.
But and you know, if there's only so much you can do. If you enjoy it, be part of it, we are all, you know, but it's just being aware that, you know, I'll buy this brand because I know that I'm being brainwashed that this brand is better than another one, kind of thing, like, you know what I mean, it's being part of that. We just think it's natural, you know, that all of us are part of that kind of thing. So yeah, I don't think it's anything bad. And also I think on the flip side, I think it's very cool that, you know, we can learn, especially nowadays, so many new things from so many different people and experts that before, you know, where was I going to find a yoga teacher back in the day in like the mountains of Spain, please, where, you know, where's it going to come from? Nowhere, you know? So it's like, I think it's really cool that, you know, some people can become experts at something and teach others. I think that's super like amazing. You know what I mean? But it's almost like what I would love in this world is for it to be more genuine and not be so, you know, money driven, which obviously is not going to happen, but it's just, you know, it would be so beautiful to just, you know, be able to share things with, of course, an exchange, but not without any like mental tricks or whatever you want to call it, you know what I mean? So
it's like tough, isn't it? I mean, like, obviously this is the thing, we're just like, hypothetically be great to do this, and then we're like, obviously, in theory, like, this is like, some people would understand it a bit more. And I'm not even saying that we understand all of it. Like, there's still definitely times I'll look at something and like get sucked into it. Like, we're participating in society, but like, we're obviously allowed to kind of reflect and kind of critique and kind of try to improve it any way we can.
Exactly. But,
one thing that you mentioned earlier, which I wanted to come back to, was that obviously there's people kind of want to develop and in their own way. And like, I think in a way, this in some cases has got a bit of a negative connotation to it in terms of like, ooh, personal development. Like, obviously people kind of push back and be like, just be happy with yourself and kind of you don't need to change or anything at all. But I don't know. Like, I think there are kind of cases for both. And then there's an element of like, you can obviously be happy with yourself and try to develop at the same time. Like, wanting to develop doesn't mean that you're not happy with yourself. But like, what are your thoughts on that in terms of kind of finding that balance of like, no, you don't need to develop, you're perfect as you are, I say quote unquote perfect, versus you can kind of improve to be the best that you can be, kind of thing.
I think the word balance is key, you know? It's like, I don't think you accepting yourself doesn't mean you not wanting to improve yourself. Do you know what I mean? I think that's where people get it wrong. It's not all black and white, you know? You may like what you have, but you may want to develop further a certain thing to be better. You know what I mean? It's like, you can be a good cook, but maybe you want to take an extra class because you want to be a master chef, you know? It's not that you don't know how to cook. Yeah. Is that you want to become better at cooking, you know? So it's like, I think that's the difference. And I do think there's an element of when you start seeing results, when you're very like goal driven, it can become obsessive, and it can become, as I said earlier, like robotic, where you stop like chilling, you stop listening to your intuition, you stop like, you know, you actually stop to think, hey, what do I actually feel like doing now versus what should I be doing now, you know? And almost when you, I don't know if that happens to you, but for me, it's like whenever I achieve something, I'm like, I celebrate for a minute, and I'm like, either what's next, or I could have done this, you know? So it's almost like, it's great because on paper, you get quite a lot of things and it's like quite fun and you know, it's stuff like that. But at the same time, it's like, yo, like life is a journey. Oh my God, I sound really like like a prophet. But life is a journey, you know? And you, like, there's an element of enjoyment. Like if you have, if you can get to that end goal in via two ways, you know, one is like shorter, but it's got like a lot of spikes and it's like uncomfortable. And the other one, you can actually go a bit slower, you know, take a bit of turns, go up and down, but actually enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Like, what's the rush really? Is it, that's where we go back to the beginning. Is it because of others or is it because of you? Why wouldn't you want to enjoy the ride, you know? And that's, it's taken me a really long time to understand this concept. But I do think it's so key because, you know, society cherishes or helps people who achieve a lot, you know, because of the development of society. But really and truly, it's all about balance, no? Because otherwise, as an individual, you can't just act robotic all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But what do you think?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out which bit to start with. Because, I think there's absolutely, in terms of, you're trying to not sound so corny with going like, oh, just enjoy the journey. But it's, I mean, it's important. I mean, like, it's a cliche because, for a reason, because it makes sense and it resonates with a lot of people. Therefore, it's a cliche. Like, it doesn't like take away any of its like impact just because people say it a lot, kind of thing. I think if you don't say it like authentically, then whatever. Besides the point. But like, I think that kind of, in a way, links back to what we were saying on the looking for a quick fix. You're constantly going like, instead of going, oh cool, let me do this, figure out a lot, like learn from it, make mistakes and that kind of thing, as opposed to let me just do a quick fix, no mistakes, I don't have time for that, go straight to it. And I think I definitely agree with what you said in terms of, or at least relate to what you said in terms of like, achieve something and you're like, cool, next goal straight away. There's no, I don't sit and reflect and bask in my own glory. I'm just like, cool, done it, now what's next, kind of thing. And I think in terms of what, one lesson that I've definitely learned, especially with doing the podcast, is that I just kind of stressed myself out a lot about it because like I wanted, this is meant to be something fun for me. And it is, but because I set really high expectations of myself and I set like really high goals and I kind of want things to be like obviously perfect. And I was like, cool. Like if it's not like the way I envision it, I'm not happy with it. Kind of similar with like a lot of other goals that I'll set. I'm like, I want to set this goal, but like, this is what I want to do, but like, it has to be perfect, kind of thing. But one thing about this podcast that like what it's allowed me to do is kind of go just work on something and then like develop as you go along. Like I will listen back to like my earlier episodes and go, oh fuck, that was so bad, but like listen to my later ones and be like, oh wow, I'm really pleased with how far I've come. But but then like it's also kind of stepping away, it's like, but I've enjoyed it the whole time. Like I really enjoyed the conversations, I really enjoyed the editing element of it as well. Like whether or not people kind of like it picks up and loads of people listen to it, like this is rare for me to say, but I don't really care. So but if I was having this conversation with myself like 5 years ago, I was like, there's no point of doing something if people are not going to be like,
honestly, I know
getting something out of it. So
I completely agree. And I do think, I mean, again, if you asked me a year ago, the concept of chilling, not in my vocabulary. Like, I was like, what is the point? Like, I don't understand. What is the point of chilling? Like, wasting time, you know, I'll sleep when I'm dead, all this kind of thing.
were you like rise and grind, I can't even say it, were you like rise and grind Twitter? Have you heard of that?
Oh,
like,
rise and grind
team no sleep, 24/7, no No off days.
nothing. Red Bull 24/7. No, I'm joking. God. But not like that. But, you know, I was honestly, and close people to me back then can tell you that it was ridiculous, you know? And it's taken me, and I know, like, a lot of people say, oh, this pandemic has been bad, but there's been a lot of good things. But honestly, this slowing down was like, you know, I actually enjoy doing nothing sometimes. Yeah. And it actually recharges me more to when I need to actually do the things, I do them better, quicker, and because I feel more recharged and happier. So I guess it's like, that's where I'm saying that, of course, it's not about, like, not developing at all or developing fully. It's just about, you know, decide what you want, take your time, you know, don't do too much at the same time, but ensure that you're doing it for the right reasons. And then try as much as possible just to take it day by day and not, like kill yourself with it. Because, I don't know, I feel like you can't just, you know, the problem with the new year, new me, is that we start to try to change everything at once. Like, you know, I'm going to get into the new diet and I'm going to do the gym and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And then it's like, whoa, where, how do I start? How do I do it? Because it's too much, you know? So it's like, just take it a bit slower.
That was really amazing. I might almost just finish on that, really. Cool. That was a fantastic conversation, Claudia. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. It's been so fun, honestly.
And lastly, is there, how can people kind of contact you if you'd like? So kind of Instagram, Twitter or whatever.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. It's CLM Moreno. So Moreno, whoever speaks Spanish, Moreno. And yeah, just add me there if you want to.
Cool. So I'll put that in the description notes as well. So if anyone wants to see. And yeah, this was amazing. So first episode back, and honestly couldn't think of a better person to do it with. So thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been so great. Thank you.